This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
Wells Adams here alongside Steph Pratt, which seems like a weird show oddity because I haven't done a show with you. When was the Reagan administration? That seems like that's when the last time we did a show together.
It's been over a month.
I know. How are you doing?
Before Hawaii.
I know. Well, the last show I did with you, you were in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then I was out last week working, and you did a show with John Mellencamp's daughter.
Who is John Mellencamp?
What?
Most epic question of all time that you don't know.
Wait, hold on. You're friends with John Mellencamp's daughter, but you don't know who John Mellencamp is?
Wrong generation?
Okay, let me
can
sing.
I argue well, that?
Can I sing some songs?
Oh, he's a singer.
Yeah,
I know he's on the radio.
Little Diddy.
Keep it under 27
about Jack
seconds.
And Diane.
What?
Two young kids growing up.
You're kidding
in
me.
In the heart, man.
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me.
That's
right
one of my
now.
Favorite songs.
No, no, it's not because you don't know the singer.
I hate that rule. I thought he was Never mind.
Well,
I'm not even going
to
say
he
it.
He used to be John Cougar Mellencamp, and then he dropped the Cougar.
Yep.
I don't know why.
I think he was Johnny Cougar at one point,
yeah.
too.
But here's what's really funny about this, is that, like, I host a classic rock show, so of course I know who John Mellencamp is, and then when I got the show notes for the upcoming episode when I was going to be out, that the woman's last name was Mellencamp, I jokingly replied to Amy and you being like, duh, Mellencamp's daughter.
Wait, you didn't know?
No, and then I'm listening to the episode, and I'm like, oh my God, it really is John Mellencamp's daughter.
How are the
We're
both
exact
these-
opposites.
Yeah, I know, but like, I feel like John Mellencamp is better known than John Mellencamp's daughter.
Not in some circles.
Maybe not
some.
In mine.
You're both
no,
so
Teddy
clueless.
Was awesome. You know, we were going to go horseback riding Friday. She was going to take me to her stable. My stable's so far away, but I'll take her next.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go because all of my horseback riding clothes is in my parents' spare car.
Oh,
not
no.
Not my clothes, your, like my boots,
your
my helmet.
Your horse stable is so far away from her horse
That's
stable.
That's not the problem, Amy.
And
the,
your riding pants were not available?
My pants. My boots.
Can I say some?
My helmet.
Should they just have tea
gloves.
At the polo club?
Mm. Let's lose our phone at the Beverly Hills Hilton again.
Oh my God, I did lose it again.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. I lost it on Saturday, and guess who I was with?
Derek.
On Friday, actually. No.
What?
Who?
You're with Derek?
No.
On Friday,
yeah.
A Hilton.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Kathy.
Yep.
Kathy Hilton.
Were you dining at Spago?
Actually, we were at the Race to Erase MS. Charity gala.
Well, we can't make fun of that. That's
no. It was a really nice night.
That's
and
not
Selma
fun.
Blair.
She's amazing.
Sarah Michelle Gellar introduced her.
Yeah.
And they made a joke about, should we kiss?
Oh.
But Selma went up. You remember that movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Cruel Intentions.
Of course.
But
Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Selma Blair. That's all I got.
Was there
I think that's it.
Dude in it? It was only Ryan Phillippe. There had to be another guy.
That car, that Jaguar he drives in that.
Oh my God, the soundtrack is so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, continue on with
Yeah, so she introduced her and Selma went up with her cute little boy and he was right next to her and she gave such a sweet, heartfelt speech that was just like, really gave hope. And she looks great.
She really does.
And she's
Josh Jackson was in that movie. Just
oh yeah.
Oh.
So that was really great. I mean, I definitely cried. I think the whole room was crying. But it yeah, just puts everything in perspective.
She's quite yeah. amazing. Did you see the ABC or
yeah?
Was it ABC? One of those networks.
She's done like a few.
Yeah. She was amazing.
No.
Yeah, it just puts everything in perspective. Like I'm so hard on my body. I'm like, no, I don't like that. Like my arms, blah blah. But it's like, really, I did it this morning. I like should be thanking my body. When
yeah.
I woke up, I was like, God, thank you for opening my eyes. Thank you for my legs getting like, it just makes you really appreciate what you have. It's like when you get sick with a cold and you're like, oh,
I can relate to that, too, because my girlfriend has health issues.
Of course.
Yeah. And she's doing great right now. But like, obviously, she recently had to have like a kidney transplant. And it's so true. Like. When you're not around people who are like sick all the time, you start to take your body for granted. And then when you have to go to the hospital one time, you're like, well, gonna eat nothing but kale for the rest of the day. you know? So.
But it's like when you got a cold and you're just like, oh, I remember the days when my nose didn't run.
Yeah,
and it's like you always like forget and you always say like, I've got to really appreciate when I'm not sick. Yeah. So that was my weekend. And oh, Max, my poor baby was coughing up blood.
You're talking about your dog.
Yeah. Okay. So much blood. So I took him to two hospitals and he had to stay one of the nights.
What was going on?
They were saying that it was just really bad dehydration. But I mean, there was blood last Sunday and then there was so much blood Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are they attributing this to? Did he eat something bad?
Maybe.
Is he old?
No, he's 1.5. He's totally better now. I've got a lot of medication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's here. He looks pretty chill right now.
Wait,
right?
Real quick, who took care of Max when you went to, do you take him to Hawaii?
No. My parents had him.
So is that weird?
It was weird when I came to pick him up when I landed.
Okay,
I went in the middle of the night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Felt like I was like stealing.
What about when you dropped him off?
It was before everything kicked off. Like it was like the day. So my mom like didn't hear
the podcast
till like the next day. Yeah.
All right. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little exhausted with the Steph family storyline that we've been doing.
Wow, Wells, that's really
I'm just saying, as a listener, like when I listen to him, like, can we talk about some happy
I would love to.
You know?
That was the only mention, and that's it.
No, I brought it up, but I was just wondering about the dog, because the dog is what I really care about.
How was Mother's Day, like, really quick, if there's anything to report?
I said happy Mother's Day to my sister.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
And I spent it with my godson and my best friend and her husband at the Hotel Bel Air, where I found
right
a
after
hair.
Polo.
Yeah.
I found a hair in my food. And I had a hair in my food this morning.
Wow. You
might
calling
be yours.
Yeah. What color
no, it's
was it?
Black.
I sometimes feel when I find a hair, at least I found it and I didn't swallow it.
Yeah.
And then I just continue eating.
Oh, that's wild.
There's so much hair that just we don't even see.
That's what I'm thinking. Oh, yeah. I think I'm eating so much hair every day.
Yeah. Oh, we're eating so much hair. And you've got one dog. Think about me. I've got three dogs. I'm eating, I would say, nothing but hair.
I'm talking about like a chef's hair.
But what's worse, a dog hair or a chef's hair?
I don't care about Max's hair. I kiss him. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that video? Have you ever seen that video of that crazy lady that would eat her cat's hair?
Yeah.
Like would roll it up and like put it in her mouth.
That was the first show I ever did.
Everyone go Google that immediately. It'll gross you out.
I don't want to.
Well, I'm sorry
how was your Mother's Day?
It was great. My mom is in town, actually.
No way.
Yeah. So I went out to dinner with her last night and, you know, we had some drinks.
How nice.
Yeah.
You didn't do cooking wells with
no.
your mom?
I didn't. My mom gives me so much crap about cooking wells.
Because they don't like your language?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she's like, it would be so much better if you didn't cuss. And I'm like, but that's what's funny about it.
I'm
swearing
cool either
is hilarious.
Way. I'm cool either way.
Yeah.
I know your brother doesn't like that you swear so much on it too, right?
Really?
Yeah, I think he maybe
mentioned
it.
That?
But I might be blurring it with your mom.
They have a group chat.
I'm really too
for
with
sure.
the Adams family.
Yeah. But no, it was great. And then I'm actually leaving on Wednesday to go to Gulf Shores, Alabama for the Hangout Fest. And then also...
What's a Hangout Fest?
It's like Coachella, but it's like the Alabama version of it.
What kind of bands?
So it's like Coachella, but it's like 1975 and Cardi B and like it's like everyone.
Everyone's heard of it.
Oh, it's amazing. This isn't like a plug for them, but I've gone since the beginning of it. So it's a smaller music festival on the beach and it always falls on my birthday weekend. So I'm going out there. I've gone for the past, 10 years, as long as it's been going, and I celebrate my birthday there. So I'm going down there. We're going to go fishing and crabbing.
Is Sarah going?
Yes.
Roll Tide? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Are you guys going to watch Hannah B tonight?
Oh my God.
Roll Tide.
You know.
Oh my God. Tonight's the premiere?
Yeah.
Yes, Bachelorette.
So you never...
I saw an advert for it. She looks feisty.
Advert.
The commercial.
So British.
Commercial. She looks really feisty. I feel like most of the Bachelorettes are like really nice and quiet. She looked...
I've seen the episode, so I won't reveal anything.
You have?
Yeah.
Amy.
That's funny that you haven't, but I have.
Yeah.
Who should we look out for tonight?
Okay, so this is an interesting question, and I would love your opinion.
Yeah.
Look out for Jed, the singer.
Oh, from Nashville.
Yes, and I don't mean to be the right reasons police, because I always don't love when they're like, are you there for the right reasons?
Yeah.
Every singer always makes me nervous. Are you there for the right reasons? Or are you there to get your song on ABC?
Well, same thing could
have been said. Every cast member makes me nervous.
The same thing could have been said about me and my radio career, you know?
True, I guess.
I think everyone was thinking that.
I don't know if anyone I remember like, got brought up. But
if you are a radio guy, it's not like somebody can go on iTunes and download your radio career.
True.
But like that guy
will make money.
Had a good voice. So
yeah.
People might go Jed on iTunes and see if he's got any songs. So he might get some $1.99s.
Yeah, but like I feel like that's such a short run. It's very like firecrackery. Like you get a big burst in the beginning and then it's a quick fade. Like there are a couple guys on my season that did the whole music thing. And I feel like it was a big thing. And then it's kind of died down.
Oh, yeah.
A
what
bit.
Was that guy's name? James Taylor.
James Taylor. I mean, he's still touring and stuff.
I like, love James Taylor.
It's not the same
one.
Fire and Rain.
Yeah. Even the old folks, they never knew why they called him like they do.
So subtract 50 years from James Taylor.
By the
and
way,
you'll get the other James Taylor.
I've sang two classic rock songs so far on this show. Feeling real good about it. And then the
James
other guy,
James Taylor and John Cougar Mellencamp, both on tour.
Yeah.
In a town near you.
And then Luke Pell was the other guy that was like the musician
yeah, I love
guy.
Luke.
And they're super nice guys and they're very talented, but it's a platform that does it. I'll tell you the platform that works. Wacky radio DJ, because you can never look the radio DJ, the wacky morning show radio host. If you look bad, it doesn't matter. If you look good, it doesn't matter. You
right.
know?
Right. Derek sings a little. Your boyfriend, Derek. Jeff.
Yeah, your boyfriend.
How's that going?
How is that?
I feel bad.
I was in New York with him.
When?
When you weren't texting him?
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I did. I'm going to read it because that's really unfair.
Okay.
I feel like it's always unfair when I'm not here. Maybe
well,
that's one of my problems.
You signed up to do this podcast and you are rarely
here. No, but that's
here.
A lie. But that's... No, not that. True. But I'm saying like what Derek says.
Yeah.
So I said... So he goes, hey, you're just thinking about... Yeah, I heard the updates. Keep
oh,
taking steps
cute
forward,
is that?
Kid.
Been thinking
I mean,
about you.
So...
You've got a great heart. And I wrote...
Oh,
I know he's the cutest.
Yeah, read it again.
Slower.
Read it again in like
slower
Derek's.
For everyone
Do you
listening?
See who I work with? Like they just automatically ignore me.
No.
And then if they hear something they like, they're like, oh, read it again.
Read it again because we couldn't. We need everybody needs to hear this.
Hey, you. Just thinking about ya. I heard the updates. Keep taking steps forward, kid. You've got a great heart. You and him both always call me kid. It's very endearing.
Yeah.
So I wrote.
By the way, I'm sorry, but that is the nicest text message I've.
So
oh, it gets even nicer.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
It gets even nicer.
So I wrote. Sorry, I've just been taking some time because I've been taking out some of my hurt on people like my best friends. I'm working on it, but I didn't want to open up about it or say anything to you that I didn't mean.
This is you.
Yeah. I'm just going through a lot. I hope you can understand. XOXO. And
XOXO.
He wrote, all good stuff. No need to apologize. Like, that's a man.
I want to know.
Like, if I was, like, dating a boy, they would just be like, it's fine. Tell me what's going on. And, like, phone calls. You know, like, he knows I want my space.
Yeah.
And I haven't been, as you guys always say, I'm bad at texting. I haven't been really writing my friends either.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, read receipts. I want to know when
have
these
that
were
on?
Sent.
Why do people have
no, no,
I
no,
don't
no,
have
no.
that on.
Yeah, but you know when it was sent. Okay, so when he said, hey, kid, how you doing? Whatever, that was what day?
Tuesday, April 23rd.
Okay.
And that was the day after I landed.
Okay, and then you responded when?
Wednesday, April 24th. Oh, his first text.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
April 20th.
Okay, so 3 days after he sent such a nice text message.
3 days is... pretty damn fast.
Can I say something that might sound harsh?
Yes.
Thanks, Amy. It seems to me that you're pushing away a really good thing.
Yeah.
We're calling the really good thing.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, no, I absolutely...
She does that.
Yeah.
Steph does that.
No, at the charity gala, one of the women that greeted me, she was like, oh my God, I want to introduce you to this guy. And I was like, no, I'm too busy. It's okay. And it's just like my automatic like rejection.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, I don't really want to lead Derek on when I'm going back to London. Like it's a really,
but how long
I don't want
to back to London?
Be a bitch.
But how
I'm going
long?
Back soon.
But like forever or what?
Hopefully.
Well, no. What about the hills?
And our podcast.
Yeah. Invested a lot of time into this thing and seen.
Cheerio, good mates.
We're still a little upside down on this sucker. Yeah. We're in what you call the, are we in the black or the red?
The red is when you're not making money.
Oh, we're in the red.
The black is when you are finally.
We're in the blood red.
Yeah. Good to know.
And we need you to not leave until we're in the black.
Mm-hmm. And even then, stick around a little bit.
But it is one of those things. It's like, I can't fly out to ever see him. And he's got a job too. I don't know how often he can fly out. It's confusing. It's hard. Like normally, a long distance relationship is like my dream, but because of everything that's
London
going on, I feel like
quite close.
I don't want to lean on him too much.
I feel like London and New York are just like a small little puddle jump.
Totally.
Listen, it's your life. I want you to do whatever you want to do.
I'm just trying to protect him.
Yeah, I get that. And if that's the case, then you got to let him go.
No.
I got to look out for my friend here.
Do you think he's kind of going to get a hurt heart? Are you getting that vibe?
I honestly think he's thinking, I'm not.
I think he's over it.
I think he's like, I'm not going to get too invested because she's not investing a lot into this.
He's not over it.
No, I know he has feelings for you. And I know that. I don't want to say what he's told me, but like, I know that he's into it, but I also think like you read those texts and you're like, what a man. That's how a man talks. I think that's true about Derek, is that he is an adult and he's looking at it pragmatically, being like, I'm not going to get too emotionally invested because it seems like she's not getting emotionally invested and I don't want to hurt myself or get myself hurt, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's my thought on it, but like, and I love Derek. I think Derek's awesome.
I think we both are kind of doing that. Like, we're both adults, you know? We're not, like, dumb. Not that 20-year-olds are dumb. But, like, we're adults and we're looking out for each other. We don't want ourselves to get hurt.
Yeah.
What about taking a chance?
Roll the dice.
See how it goes.
Okay, yeah. I'm doing that, though, right?
Do another lame saying.
What's another cliche about gambling?
Follow your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Roll the dice. Did we do that
one? I did that one. I opened with roll the dice. Well, anyways.
Let the eggs lay where they lay.
That's not one.
That's not one at all, actually.
Let the planes land on the runway.
That's just a statement.
Let fate run its course. Is that one?
What the fuck did I just say? I'm going to keep sipping this coffee.
Are we trying to get a hold of Derek right now,
yes,
or do you want to switch gears?
We're going to have to switch gears for a second because literally, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I am texting him like a madwoman over here, and poor Easton is just dialing.
You know what? Let me pull a Derek right now. I've texted him, but he hasn't run back.
But here's the thing.
We're not even getting delivered.
I'm not even getting delivered.
I'm on data.
I'm going to go green in a second, I think.
Oh, really?
I'm on Wi-Fi, so I'm going through. But it's not going through on his phone, so he might be in a board meeting. Doesn't it seem like he goes to board meetings?
Yeah, he's definitely in a board meeting. There's a PowerPoint presentation going on about...
The investors need information.
Yeah, like the third quarter profit margin.
Right. He needs some data and some analytics.
Oh, yeah. And synergy.
Totally.
A lot of synergy.
There's some tentpole events coming up.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Seriously, who's watching Dead to Me?
I am.
I watched first episode.
Oh.
You need to watch way more.
Okay, well, I'm in.
No, but like, oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
so in the first episode, do they reveal that she killed the husband?
Yes. Also, I feel really bad for people that didn't watch, haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
But
spoiler alert.
Then they don't know what we're talking about. They don't know who killed who.
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. So I, as the guy who's only watched one episode... Did she really have the miscarriages, or is that another story?
Funny you ask that.
Yeah.
I felt the same way. Is she cuckoo.
Yeah, she's definitely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She had the miscarriages.
She did. Okay, so I think I saw the second episode where she, what's her name? The main character.
Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate is like selling her friend's ex's house.
Right. And
I thought, see the nursery.
Yep. So it's all real. I actually thought there was a chance that she didn't even date him. That yeah. he was just like.
Wait, how far in it are you, Amy?
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm nearly done.
Where,
it's
what's
crazy.
What's happening for you?
I don't want to spoil it for everyone. Okay.
Yeah. It's good though.
James Marsden.
Is so hot.
Wow. Like, I don't even know what normal. To say. I'm not going to lie. I Googled James Marsden shirtless mm-hmm. while watching it. Like, yeah. I just was like, I need more.
You love naked photos.
I don't like naked photos. I like shirtless photos.
Oh,
I,
wow.
I like certain
that
naked
is so
photos.
Untrue. Yeah.
I like certain naked photos. It depends on who.
But let's be fair. Like, a guy's Wang Chung is not attractive to look at.
It depends
at.
On the person.
No,
yeah,
even like, it's just gross. No.
I agree.
There's a
I
lot
know.
Of skin.
If I like the person a lot.
You like to look at it?
Like every day.
Like a woman's body naked is a work of art. It's like chiseled out of
Thank
granite.
You.
It's
Thank
beautiful.
You.
It's curvy and smooth. Guys, it's just like hair and lumpiness.
And nipples for no reason.
Yeah, there's just nothing good about a man's body.
I don't agree.
Unless you're James Marsden's abs. Like, I take off my shirt, and I'm like, why does
I've
anyone...
I've seen you with your shirt off. It's not a disaster.
Yeah, but it's not anything to write home about, you know?
I haven't looked lately.
Wait, I didn't know this. So when I see photos of new moms, and they've got, like, their abs and everything, and I'm like, damn, like, how'd they do it? And I think the whole world is like, whoa, like, what's their secret?
Yeah.
I didn't know that when you give birth, you can also have, like, this etching surgery where it, like... It etches a six-pack into your stomach.
I don't trust that. Out of the 100% of the people that are listening right now, 99.9% did not do that.
Yeah. I know, but do they know about
that
it?
That seems like
no, but I'm so happy that I heard about it. No, I'm so happy that I heard about it.
That's not even a thing. What do you mean?
It's
etching.
Huge.
But you know it is a thing? As the son of a gynecologist, I know some things. The husband stitch. Have you heard about that? The husband stitch?
Sectomy?
No. That's the husband snip.
Your dad is a gynecologist?
Yeah, he's an OBGYN.
You've never told me this.
Really?
I know so much about your family.
Yeah, he's a guy now.
In
he likes to look at vaginas.
The Monterey area that Steph thought was like in another state?
Yeah.
Is he still?
He's retired now.
He looked at ladies all day long.
Yeah. He delivered half of Monterey. Well, I'd say one third of Monterey. And then his two other partners delivered. Dude, I've got so many great stories. My parents split up, okay? And it was bad. And then my mom started dating his partner.
No. No.
And they both drove the same old, like, classic Porsche, but they were different colors. And so so the way that my dad found out that my mom was dating his partner was that was someone was, like, playing golf on the golf course I lived on was like, Bob, I didn't know you painted the Porsche green. And he's That's Jim. That's I won't say his name. That's Jim's Porsche. And then he was like, "Wait, what?
It was at your house?"
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's great.
Did they stay partners?
I think by then it was like I'm retiring. It doesn't really matter.
Whoa,
but yeah,
what do you think of that? I don't mind it. I mean, I love that kind of stuff.
Well, like so that show, the show that happens in Monterey.
Oh, Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies, yeah. I didn't watch it at first, and I was doing a bunch of interviews like the first time I came off The Bachelor, and they were like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Monterey, California, or Carmel. And they're like, that's where Big Little Lies is. And I was like, I didn't know what the storyline was. I just knew it was like about like infidelity and like rich people. And they're like, is that really what it's like? And I was like, it's exactly like that. And then I watched it, and I was like, okay, it's exactly like that without murders.
I don't believe it. I know you're from the north.
The north.
I know it.
I'm technically from Central California.
Nah, you're with the
not...
Game of Thrones.
Anyways,
Monterey is Northern California.
Well,
but it's
if you're
the
from
north.
There, we call it SenCal.
The north is like Antarctica.
Yeah.
Or
just like
Winterfell.
Yeah.
How's Game of Thrones going? How's your binge?
Hold on. Just to wrap it, just to circle back around and put a bow on it. The husband stitch is when they stitch up the vagine after birth a little bit to bring it back to its original size.
The opposite of loose.
I knew that. Yeah.
Anyways.
I didn't know it broke, though.
Well,
I didn't know you could have abs.
God, I'm the worst woman. I just said, I don't know it broke.
Sometimes.
Oh my God.
Sometimes.
I didn't know that your lovely vagina tears.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll tear to your butthole.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that Betty White quote?
No.
It's just an amazing quote. I'm going to butcher it right now, but it's so good. And she's like, I don't understand why when you say like they've got balls, that they're tough. And if they're a P word, they're weak. She was like, balls are weak. You tap balls and the guy is immediately on the floor. But a vagina? Oh, a 17-pound baby can come out of it. Yeah, okay, so we're here.
This is literally our Betty White, national treasure Betty White.
Why do some people say grow some balls? Balls are weak and sensitive. If you really want to get tough, grow a vagina. Those things take a pounding. That's the quote.
Our Betty White.
Betty White's the best.
97-year-old, wonderful Betty White.
Yeah, and it's so true, too. If a stern breeze comes past my testicles, I'm on the ground out. But Game of Thrones last night.
Did we wrap
up? Oh, my God.
Dead to
barely
me? Everybody should
that coffee.
Watch that.
Yeah, but I
continue on.
Yeah, I can't bring too much to the table other than I liked it.
I mean, can I just ask you guys this really fast?
Yeah.
If you ran over a human and drove away and then you befriended the wife, I mean, the setup.
I wouldn't be able to handle that stress.
It's just very like horror movie.
And yet it's not.
Ask to me. It's just so messed up.
Somehow they make Linda Cardellini so likable.
She is adorable. She's crazy, but like how she looks. She's like a little pixie fairy.
Would you allow someone who you already knew lied about their husband dying come live in your house with your two boys?
No.
And then continue to let them live at your house after the police have come and said there is a restraining order against your new housemate.
No. But it really is a testament. Misery really does love company if she's that desperate.
Yeah.
I know, but like...
Oh, no.
I don't want either of you.
Oh, I'd call the police.
I don't want either of you living with me.
Yeah, the mother hen thing also...
I don't.
I'm a great roommate. The mother hen should be like... Even the son is like, this lady is crazy. Why are you letting her live with us? And then, of course, he gets like turned over by weed and
pizza.
You got
a lot out of episode one.
Are you sure you didn't watch like three?
I don't know. I think I watched one and two, maybe two.
Because there's a lot more coming, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Game of Thrones. I've never seen one episode.
What? Ditto.
Nothing.
Never.
Although Aaron Rodgers was on it.
That's your friend.
I'm friends with Jordan Rodgers.
I'm friends with Jordan Rodgers, too. We were on the same season. You know what's really...
I know Aaron Rodgers a tiny bit. He went to my school, but...
God, you know why I feel bad about that family?
Why?
Because Aaron Rodgers is, like, estranged from, like, the rest of the family. And I'm friends with... I mean, I'm friendly with Jordan... and I was friends with Luke, the older brother. And over the weekend, Luke got married in Nashville. And I was looking at all the pictures on Instagram and I'm like,
no, Aaron.
Aaron's not there. Like, that's so weird to me.
Speaking of, not to bring up
are
your
you
family
sure he's
drama,
estranged?
Which, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was he,
it was
public.
A thing like on my season that like.
Not to bring up your family drama, because we promised we wouldn't.
Yeah.
But like, if those people can work it out, you can work it out. I mean, they haven't worked it out yet, but.
I know. I was just going to say, Amy, did you hear the story?
But maybe everything can work out.
It needs to.
All right, you guys.
Aaron Rodgers was on Game of Thrones.
I know.
Is this real?
Totally
yes,
real.
Was.
Do you think he tried out?
A bunch of people have gotten to do cameos.
Ed
Sheeran was on. The guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia got
Woo-hoo.
A cameo.
Oh, my God. That's my favorite show in the entire world.
It's Mac.
Oh. You know, he's the one that created It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
The Starbucks coffee cup that turns out wasn't Starbucks.
Yeah, I'm sure it was just like...
It was like a
crafty.
One of these.
British coffee cup or something. Where do they make that Game of Thrones?
Did you see the meme where... you guys don't watch the show. Anyways, Daenerys' name is...
Daenerys
Stormborn, first
is that
of her
Emilia
name.
Clarke?
Breaker of Chains, mother of dragons. That's, she has like a full long name. And so it was like a Starbucks cup, you know, and it was like, this is for Karen or whatever. Like, they read, oh. It was like, it was Daenerys Stormborn.
Oh, that's really funny. And then like all I just watched the first episode. I actually think I lied 2 minutes ago and said I hadn't watched an episode. Yeah. I have. I watched the first episode.
That's a good episode.
There's a lot of sex.
Oh, yeah. And like incest.
Wait, of the new series or the like way back season one episode
season
one?
Season one, episode
good
one.
Good for you.
The pilot episode.
Just take your time with
Game
it.
Of Thrones. I did watch it. And there was sex. Let me just tell you what I saw. And you tell me if you remember this.
Okay.
A little boy.
Yeah.
Catches the guy with three names, Nikolai, Costas,
Jamie Lannister,
whatever.
And Cersei Lannister.
The dark haired lady who's also quite famous.
Cersei Lannister.
Having sex.
And they're twins.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, they're brother, sister. They're twins.
Not revealed yet. I don't know. I didn't know that.
You do know that in the
Why
first.
Are they having it with each other?
Welcome to Game of Thrones, then. Baby.
Was that a thing in the days of yore?
Yeah, keep bloodlines
I
pure.
I love that. Days of yore.
It's from
What does
Friends.
That cover?
It's from Friends. The days of yore.
Yeah, they're getting the furniture. Oh my God, I just met someone that has never seen Friends. I didn't just meet her. She is my hairstylist sometimes that comes over and does blowouts.
This
and
is
I have
how,
friends on all the time, always. She goes, what show is this?
This is how I feel about people who haven't seen Game of Thrones. But only, so I want to go back to this because this is amazing.
And then a boy.
Yeah, Bran.
Stumbles upon them.
Bran Stark.
Having sex.
Yep.
And Nikolai
Jamie Lannister.
Costas, what's his last name?
Jamie
Waldor,
Lannister.
Or whatever, pushes him out the window and he falls like five flights and you're certain he's D-E-A-D.
Yeah, why are you spelling
why are you
out
spelling?
Words?
I don't know, because I don't like to say sex or dead.
Dead?
Okay.
Dead. Dead's yeah. worse than sex.
Yeah.
But he lived.
Yeah, and then Jamie says...
But I don't know if he lived.
And then Jamie
lives.
Lannister says to his twin sister, Cersei Lannister, the things I do for love.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is so
you
good come this season,
that?
Baby.
But
dude, this show is so freaking good.
Why do the brothers and sisters have sex?
Well, by the way, it's not like it's not condoned at all. It's a hit. You got to keep watching.
Well, that's why they're hiding up there in the.
Yes. And so the reason why.
It looked like they were in a thing in a castle.
Okay. So I'll just give you like a little bit, like a little cheese for the mouse. Okay.
Yeah.
So the reason why he pushes Bran out the window is because Bran obviously sees them having sex.
The little boy.
Yes. And basically, all of Cersei's kids are all blonde hair, blue eyed, and...
Oh my God, can I do a cameo?
You find out... Okay, yes.
Over now.
It's over now. Blue? You find out that Cersei's married to the king, but you find out that all of her kids are really sired by her brother. Which is why they're all a little effed up.
Yeah, yeah, because we know now.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just say, like, I'm going to give you a lot of cake, never tell you saw us? Instead, he pushes him.
Cake?
Well, because...
Candy. Why didn't he bribe the kid?
Because Bran's father is the Warden of the North, and Bran's father is really good friends with the actual king. So if he finds out that all of his kids are really... bastard incest kids, it's bad for everybody. You gotta watch Game of Thrones,
all,
dude!
It's one episode and I'm already like totally lost. It's
no.
Like Dead to Me is so easy. Girl driving Mustang kills man, befriends man's wife, moves in with her.
Okay.
And yeah, there's some side things that happen, but
yeah, I will admit that it's convoluted and it's complex, but it's for the seasoned intelligent viewer.
And I can't keep straight who's who. And then the one dude was like in the bed and then they brought like 11 maidens in.
Yeah. So
and that was, oh, I know. It's, he's very famous. Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister.
Peter Dinklage was getting some action stuff.
Oh, yeah. He loves a
lady
prostitute.
First of all.
Is prostitute not allowed on the air?
I've never heard anything.
I guess if
hoo-ha.
It's a TV show, you can say it.
Well, on Game of Thrones, you can say anything. Anyways,
do they swear? But there's no swearing in the days of yore.
Yes, of course. There's a ton of swearing.
They do?
Yeah.
What swear words do they say?
Bloody
F word, C word.
What year is
D
it?
D word. It's a different world.
Oh, it's not America from. Or
no.
England. Oh, it's not. It's
oh,
not.
Oh, is this a different planet?
Yeah, it's a different world.
What?
Yeah, like Westeros, and it's Maybe
it's not like just the 1600s.
Did you ever watch Lord of the Rings or read Lord of the Rings?
No.
Okay. Well, Middle Earth and Mordor, like those aren't on Earth. That's a different.
Sounds
world.
Like Middle Earth.
I just
is
literally
on Earth.
Thought this was the days of yore. This is not
no.
in.
No, because this is there's
England.
There's dragons
where Steph lives.
And like the magic. No, it's a different world.
Plus, it's a fantasy planet.
I feel like I'm talking to crazy people. How have you not seen Game of Thrones?
So I do have an update, and then I'll let you guys keep talking.
Okay.
Derek texted me back, and he wrote, because I was like, where are you? Where are you? We need to call you.
Yeah.
And he wrote, lol, I'm on a plane.
Mm. Oh, sorry.
When do you land? Continue on with things you guys need.
Where is he flying to?
I have a game. Do you guys want to play
this? Yes, I want to play this game.
Okay. So today, what I really wanted to do was get to know Wells and Steph. So like, we're getting a lot of emails from people like, I need to know more about Wells. I need to know more about Steph. Not just like what they already know, which they know a lot. But so this is a game. I don't even know what it's called. It's called the School of Life. So there's all these questions in a box and I'm just going to ask them and then you guys answer.
Okay. Ready? Who goes first?
You're the host. Who should go first?
Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie.
Wells.
Oh, okay. Well, you're very kind to each other. I don't know who goes first. Your partner suggests
Wells.
Okay.
Inviting a third party to join you in bed.
No comment.
How does this make you feel?
No. How does it make me feel? I'm sweating already. I would be like, this seems like a trick and I don't like it.
What if it wasn't? What if it's just like a yes or no question?
I'd be like, no. No, thank you. Because here's why. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah, it'll cause so many more problems.
If it's a woman that's joining the thing, then no matter what happens, I'm probably in trouble. If it's a man, then there's a good chance that he's going to be better at me at some things. And
oh my God, I just farted on the mic.
And listen, I just can't, you know?
Yeah,
I can't risk losing her.
Right.
Because she sees, you know, that someone's got a better...
James Marsden.
James Marsden got abs.
Yeah.
He looks better shirtless. Steph, your answer.
No.
You're a hard pass.
Yeah.
No problem. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
We'll do five of these
Perfect.
Today. Do you feel comfortable or uncomfortable with your partner looking at pornography?
Why? Okay, are there any questions for single people?
You just try this one. I'll find one that's
okay.
Not. I'm comfortable with it. I don't think.
I don't mind it. Not that anyone cares what I say, but.
I care.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think. Like, I think a lot of people consider it cheating. I'm not sure if I consider it that.
I consider it foreplay.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a big problem with it.
I hope none of our parents listen to this.
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, about pornography? Or
yeah,
no, parents listen
not them listening. No. I don't care about pornography. Unless it's like this psychopath who actually was one of my trainers in London. And he was like kind of opening up to me about like his last relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he felt like the need. We'd only trained for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, well, she finally, you know, this was the last straw because I'm addicted to porn and she thinks it's cheating and... Mm-hmm. She left me because of porn.
Whoa.
And I was like, wow, that's nuts. I would leave someone too if they were addicted to it. I'd be like, you're sick.
I knew someone whose their significant other was like, that's cheating. You can't do that. You can't watch it or whatever.
It's not.
Anyway, so I was like to this person, I was like, okay, that's all well and good, but then will they like make like little videos for you when you're away? You know? So then it's
Love
not cheating,
it.
Right?
Would you ever do that? It's too dangerous these days.
That's the problem.
No face. Just no face.
But a Amy. Video, that's like a video is way more than a photo.
Yeah. I do enjoy a good like...
No face.
Dirty talk.
Sex thing.
What's your best dirty talk?
I'm not going to do it on the air. But
close your eyes.
No, I'm just saying like a FaceTime...
Dirty talk.
Hey, baby.
That's your dirty talk.
No, but you know, I want to get into some role playing.
Well, this is brings us to this okay. nice question.
Go to the costume store.
Right? Like, that seems fun. I love Halloween.
This literally is like, you just, it's like you knew this question was coming.
I did.
Which of these mm-hmm. objects presents a sexual possibility you'd be most interested in?
Okay.
So pick the one you like the best.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, milk, a crown, a whip, a school uniform, or a work uniform. So I'm assuming that means
school
like
uniform.
School girl or nurse.
School uniform.
Yeah.
Hopefully cheerleader.
But I do like the crown idea.
Like you want to be a princess or a
because you're from Winterfell.
You want to be a king from Game of Thrones.
But hear me out. I could be both. I could be the stable boy.
Oh.
And Sarah could be the queen and was like, stable boy, come here, hither. Take off my corset.
Chastity
and like,
belt.
I'm like, yes, yes, mom. And then the other way around, she could.
She's your slave.
Oh, no. But like, you know, she would like bring in like tea and
the
crumpets.
Grapes.
Yeah.
Do you really
not
think
slave,
this
like the sex,
fun?
This, you know.
Do you really think this sounds fun?
I think you guys should start role playing.
So I was watching, there's this.
And show, then talk about it.
There's this show called.
On Fratcast.
There's a show called Schitt's Creek.
Like the we don't know show. Schitt's Creek. Come on.
We've talked about that actually.
We've watched every episode.
Yeah. Damn, Lavi.
I just learned about it and
are you caught up?
I'm on season two right now.
We have plenty to go.
Yeah. But anyways, there was like an episode where they were doing role playing.
Like Catherine O'Hara and the dude from American Pie?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, I think it was Schitt's Creek. I don't know. Anyways, and I was like, that looks like so much fun. Oh wait, no, it wasn't. You know what it was? It was
not even the right
no,
show.
No, it wasn't. But I love Schitt's Creek. No, it was it was Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh my god, that's my favorite show.
Really?
Wait, that actually is.
Okay, so they go
Andy Samberg.
Yes, oh my god,
Andy Samberg. So they go like
the funny
to,
show. In
they
the
go
general.
To they go to like Hawaii or something for their honeymoon, and they're doing Andy Samberg's kink is that she dresses up like the wife in Die Hard. And her kink is like Mr. Peanut or something. And I was like dying laughing, but I was also like, this is so fun. Like, this would be so much fun to be like a different character.
I'm not super into costumes day or night. Like, that doesn't get me going.
Yeah, the problem is that Sarah's such a good actress.
Yeah, I'd much prefer if I got a text with a shirtless photo. That sounds great.
Uh-huh. From James Marsden.
Well, he's happily married, but I would be welcoming to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're going to get serious.
Okay.
Try to dig deep.
Yeah.
Try not to be jokey.
Okay.
What doesn't your partner understand about you? Steph, you first. If you had a partner.
Let's have Wells go.
Oh, Wells, you go. She passed that like a hot potato.
We read it again?
Sure. What doesn't your partner understand about you? Like, you don't have to be so specific. What is something that's commonly misunderstood about you?
My accent?
That's a good one.
We do get a lot of emails about your accent.
I am also questioning that.
My accent?
Yeah, can you turn it off?
I'm beyond American.
What?
I've been in America for 7 months. I don't even have one.
You know, it still comes out a little bit.
When I say like, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a few words, but it's totally gone. But I really liked what Kelly Ripa said the other day on her talk show.
Mm-hmm.
The actress that plays Jasmine in the new Aladdin, mm-hmm. she's from East London. And Kelly was like, I went to London for a week and I couldn't stop talking about like speaking with a British accent. And it's so true because everyone thinks that like I really put it on. If you spend a lot of time there and you're only hearing British people, you morph into it. I think if I went to Alabama with you, like, I'd be, hey, well, I don't know how they speak in Alabama.
Well, hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Like, I would pick up a Southern accent. That's in the South, right?
Yes, Alabama is in the South.
Great.
That's good. I don't really have an answer for that question.
There's nothing people don't understand about you. Like, maybe they think you're just so wacky, wacky, funny radio guy that they don't think you ever can be serious, and you can. I mean, I'm just making...
Yes, but my significant other knows that about me.
Oh.
All right, you're in a great relationship. No secrets.
Yeah. You're perfect.
You're perfect.
The only thing missing is the milkman costume you want to deliver to the door. I don't know why I said milkman. Oh, this is a good one.
Hello, Mom. Would you like to...
I like this one. Weirdly, I'm using this on a different show.
Cool.
Which part... And this is weird that they use the word ashamed. I'm just going to preface it with that. But which parts of your body are you most ashamed of? Shame seems weird, so let's change it to which part of your body do you dislike the most? Because we kind of talked about this earlier.
My torso.
What? Is that my mid body part.
Oh yeah, same with me. I feel like I run a lot and I do so many sit-ups and nothing changes. I also don't like this part, the under my neck thing.
Like what would be called jowls?
Yeah, or my like gobbler.
Wait, you don't have anything there.
I know, but you know, when you do this, then you do have something there.
Yeah, but everybody does.
Yeah, I know, but
I'm not great about my middle too, and I'm working on that. No carbs.
Yeah. Mine's not like that. I wish it was smaller. It's just a boy. Like I have no shape. If I wear a bikini, when I used to look at comments years ago, it'd be like, "You're not a woman."
Really?
Yeah, it was like, "You're square."
People
How
are
weird
so
is a body?
Harsh. Speaking of weird things on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Does anyone understand James Charles versus Tati?
No.
Who are they?
Oh, you don't even know either.
It is like the lead story on People magazine right now.
Okay, so here's what I've gathered. James Charles is a YouTube makeup person who, I could be wrong about this, but this is what I've gathered.
Like a makeup artist.
Makeup, like does tutorials on like, this is how you do contouring.
Like really famous, like huge.
I think like millions of views.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So much so that he was at the Met Gala, which I was like, why the F is this dude here? But whatever. And apparently he had a mentor named Tati or something, and they had a falling out.
Is Tati a boy or girl?
A woman. And they had a falling out, and Tati went on YouTube and did like a 45-minute expose as to why James Charles is a piece of trash.
And why?
I don't know.
What did they fall out over?
But all I know is that like everyone, it's like a mad dash to unfollow James Charles.
Oh, really? They're all going with Tati.
Yeah.
Why?
And, like, he's lost like millions of followers.
3 million, apparently.
And I have no idea, and I don't even have a horse in the race, but I am so here for it that some guy's
me
losing
too.
A bunch of followers.
Me too. And let me tell you this. You know who knows the most about this?
Who?
13-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
Because my niece texted me mm-hmm. and said, I have news. I can tell you next week when I see you. And then I was like completely panicking. And I'm like, tell me now. And she's like, I'll call you in a minute. So she calls me and she says, tells me about this James Charles versus Tati mm-hmm. feud. So then I said, I actually was relieved because I didn't know what it was. So then I went to a barbecue where I was with another 13-year-old boy who knew
who
about
are your
it.
Your friends, Amy.
Well, I hang,
just children.
I hang around a lot of teens. I'm actually friends with the parents, thankfully. Well, and my niece is my relative.
Duh.
So then this 13-year-old boy knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite in the weeds on it, because I think whatever, but he definitely knew. We were making tacos, and a little teenage girl at the tacos said, I was just watching this.
Yeah.
That's three people in a matter of 10 minutes that all were completely knee deep into this.
So what did they say?
Yeah, what did he do?
Okay, is it crazy?
Why is he bad?
My niece said there was something about Sugar Bear hair involved in it.
No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. It just seems that, I don't know, I'm confused. It seems like James Charles maybe wasn't loyal to Tati.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
You can't forget about the people that, you know, came up with.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you, is my saying. But I don't know. And it is literally still the lead story on People.
Can you guys email us?
Right. Prattcast.
Yeah.
iHeartRadio.com.
Let us know what you think.
Wait, did you hear about the...
Tati's going up, James Charles going down.
I love it.
Tati's going to be like the hot baby name of 2019 now.
No, it's going to be Arya Stark. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
It is amid backlash over his feud with beauty vlogger Tati Westbrook. He is 19. Oh, hashtag. Is that how you say it?
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
James Charles is canceled. is trending on social media.
Damn.
Oh, I was right. Trouble started for Charles back in April after he posted a sponsored advertisement from Coachella for Sugar Bear Hair.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know why poor Sugar Bear Hair is getting dragged into this. I love Sugar Bear Hair.
Yeah.
We all do. Thank you, Sugar Bear Hair.
First of all, they're loving this too, because this is right. A lot of exposure.
Keep talking while I try and learn more.
Yeah, this is crazy.
To the unknown eye, the content didn't seem at all unusual. It turns out that the company Sugar Bear Hair is a competitor to Tati Westbrook's brand.
Oh, I get that.
I'm going with Sugar Bear Hair.
Okay, well, here's my thing, because I've kind of run into these things too in my past.
As an influencer?
Yeah, which is embarrassing to say, but like it's true. Like if someone comes to you and they're like, "We'll pay you," like you have first right of refusal, right? Like, Tati should have had first right of refusal, right? So Sugar Bear Hair came, was like, "Hey, James Charles, we'll give you $1,000 to talk about Sugar Bear Hair,"
right?
And then he would go to Tati and be like, "Hey, they're gonna offer me $1,000. Can you beat it?
Yeah.
And
I
if
like
you
that.
Can't beat it, then hey, listen, business is business, lady." It sounds like what happened was that
totally.
He just didn't.
Well, then I guess he tried to apologize, but Tati wasn't having it.
Yeah.
Then it just turned into a big old drama.
Well, I'm just really happy.
She uploaded a 43-minute video. No wonder who's got the time?
Who's got the time? That's a...
Titled, Bye, Sister.
Oh, ooh. Sis.
She accused him of being unsupportive, mm-hmm. spreading lies.
Yeah.
Whew, it's getting...
hot and...
UGLY. I don't know, but I had never heard of these people until.
Yeah. What about the other story, which was the woman from Fresh Off the Boat and Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh,
did you hear about that one?
Loving every minute of that.
Yeah. So
what's this one?
So it's I can't remember her name.
I can. Constance Wu.
Constance Wu. So she is the main character in Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm.
Such a
but she
movie.
Was on a show called
Fresh Off the Boat.
And she did Crazy Rich Asians, and all of a sudden she became a gigantic movie star, recently doing, I think, a movie called Hustlers with J-Lo. And Fresh Off the Boat got renewed for a season 4 or something, and she tweets out like, "No, this is horrible!"
Meanwhile, I'm watching poor Scott Foley and his wife crying because their show didn't get renewed.
Oh,
legit tears coming from poor Scott Foley's nice wife.
Yeah.
And Constance Wu... is like, Constance Wu is all mad.
Oh, because she's contracted to do another season, but
yes.
She wants to do movies?
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
My God. Wait 10 years, you're out of a job. You'll be looking back,
this is such a Katherine Heigl situation.
Ooh.
You know, like.
Didn't turn out for her.
This is the end of the road. I'm telling you, this is real bad biz. By the way, what annoyed me the most about, you can feel that way. I totally get it. Everyone gets stifled in their career and they want to push themselves and be more challenged. Don't tweet about it.
Totally.
And,
and why tweet about it? Social media just wrecks people.
Yeah. And number two, there are so many actors that would literally murder their best friend to get on a show that was renewed for a fourth season.
Allegedly.
Also, it's not just the actors that are involved. It's crew.
Right?
There's a lot of money.
They must all hate her.
If I was...
Their livelihood in jeopardy because of this princess who wants to go be in a movie.
If I was lead grip, I'd be like, F that chick. All right? Like, this is a lot of people that are need this. Do movies when you're on when we're on hiatus.
Yeah.
You don't film 12 months out of the year.
It's going to be an
awkward
set. I
don't know why I got so heated about
so
this.
So heated. No, I feel the same way. It's just like you need to be so grateful and remember that it's a whole production. It's an ensemble that, you know, people have kids and families to support.
I also say, come from a place of yes. Is there no way to work out the schedule so she can do the movie and the TV show?
Well, like Sarah does that exact thing.
Right.
She films Modern Family, and then in her hiatus, she goes and does movies or Broadway or whatever.
My hero, Michael J. Fox, did Family Ties during the day and Back to the Future at night.
Stop it.
I would love that.
That is why he is a legend. He did Family Ties all day and then shot Back to the Future all night. And let me tell you, that is quality material he did. I love that movie so much.
That's like my dream, to be on a sitcom all day. And then at night, still have another project. Like, I would like to be working 20 hours of the day. I would love to be on, like, a soap opera because that is so much work.
Have either of you ever like stepped in it on your social media, like said something and then just got like a lot of drama.
Oh yeah. I did a really funny thing about that. Jesse.
Oh.
Yeah. Jesse, what's his name? Jesse Smollett.
Yeah. Smollett? It didn't go well for you.
No, it went terribly wrong. It was like, just do it. Just do it or something. It was a really good meme and I posted it and oh my God, lost so many followers, got so many comments, but it was so funny. I didn't want to take it off. My best friend was like, you have to take it off if it's offending people.
Oh yeah, and did you?
But I was like, it's so funny. Yeah, I had to. Ugh, this world is so PC.
And
I could see
wait,
how
actually,
that got
you know
weird.
What? Yeah. Us Weekly or People Magazine, they twisted something that I said on the podcast from when I was in Hawaii because I had said, look, like I understand that a husband puts their wife before their family. I'm not asking or thinking that I need to be, you know, up there, like ranked high.
Right.
Or like I'm trying to get in between them. And like the article said, Stephanie's like mad because Spencer puts Heidi before her or something like that. And that's so not true. Like I know that, like I hope my future husband puts me before his sister, puts me before his mother. Like, you know, that's the appropriate, proper thing to say.
My ultimate that text is really hard because you can't hear tone.
Those magazines.
Same thing when the magazines write the transcripts. They might be taking the quotes accurately, but it lands weird.
No, that was not an accurate quote. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, also.
Find out about that.
A little like.
They take the headline and juice it up.
You should just never, if it's something controversial or anything, you should never text it because then there is
proof in writing
proof of it is all I'm saying.
My go-to on that is, can I call you?
Yep.
And then that means I'm about to lose my mind, but I'm too smart to put it in writing.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That's why you always say that to me. Oh my God.
Hey, we got some emails, by the way.
I thought you wanted to chat.
We got some emails for you, and I thought we'd rip through some of these.
Yeah. Okay. There's one that you might not want to talk about.
All right.
I'm just letting you know ahead of time.
What's the email address?
Prattcast@iHeartRadio.com.
This is from Chelsea. Subject line is Steph's sister. Quote, I'm wondering why there is no information from either sibling about their other sibling. Does she choose to stay out of the spotlight? How involved is she in all of this? I'm so interested. That's from Chelsea.
Yes, we have an older half-sister. She's 10 years older than me, and she has three kids. And she's the best in the entire world. I love her so much.
Yep.
She has always been very private. She's never been on the show, never been on camera. And we just respect that about her. And we don't really talk about her in interviews because she does live such a private life in Brentwood with her kids. And
she's very mom.
Yeah.
She's friends with my mom friends.
Yeah. Isn't she like the mom of Brentwood or something?
Yeah, she's rad. Everyone loves your sister.
Like at Christmas or whatever, she like, you guys are crazy for doing all this stupid TV stuff.
I'm sure.
But she doesn't say it like.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I she says to Spencer and I all the time, like rolls her eyes being like, you guys are crazy.
Yeah. Like,
but she also
this?
Doesn't know a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like cooking her vegan recipes, you know.
Yeah.
Being busy with the kids.
Running around. She's got three
Do you?
Kids.
Yeah.
Do you envy that life at all?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I, on Mother's Day, when I was with my best friend and her husband and her child, I was like, I don't know. It's so weird. I go back and forth so much. Sometimes I'm like, no, I don't see that. But then sometimes I'm like yesterday, I was like, by the time I have kids, I mean, what if, you know, I'll be so old, you know, when they're getting married or anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to stop time.
Well, everyone wants to stop time.
Game
Even
of Thrones.
The Avengers want to stop time right now.
Do they?
I mean, it would be so easy to, not easy, it's impossible, but like it would be cool to just be a stay-at-home mom. And I know that's so much work, but just making funny faces and just having your whole life dedicated to making this little thing happy, you know, it's kind of like what I do with Max. And I think I'm such a good mom to him.
Yeah.
Such a good mom to him.
It's funny. It's like that weird, like, can you have your cake and eat it too situation? I often think about that because obviously like I want to like get married and have a family, But I also realize that I'm in a situation where we're just like always going to be in the public eye, Sarah and I. And I wonder if it's possible to get to have both of those things, you know?
I think so.
I think so. I'm betting on it, but.
You can kind of have it all and then you can't.
Yeah. All right. This is from Kenna, plastic surgery subject line. My question to Stephanie is all your fans that have been there since the original Hills, but might not have moved on with you to London. How are you going to handle the fact that you've had so much plastic surgery and work done that you don't look the same? When young girls look up to you and they feel bad about their looks, how can you give them advice when it looks like you've changed everything about your look?
But you have not.
I know. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I've only had one surgery. I get Botox and fillers, and I had lip liner tattoo to make my lips look bigger instead of just plumping them up and getting duck lips.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Nurse Jamie, and she is probably the most
subtle.
And she doesn't want to overdo anything. People think I've had a chin job, all these things, but no, just one surgery at the end of the Hills. And I think at the last series of the Hills, I look like me now, but just 10 years older.
Yeah.
Because I have the same face. It's just gotten older and Botoxed.
Yeah. And you're just more athletic now. So you are in a little bit different shape. Your body's a little different because I think you work out way more now.
Isn't it weird?
Because when you're 20, you have that
I'm so curious what surgeries people think I got.
I can tell you.
Maybe they're confusing me with my sister-in-law.
I don't know. I think that there's only one surgery you've had.
Yeah.
And if you want me to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one.
It's all on my face, guys.
Yeah.
But
it does. People don't realize, I think, how much that can change an appearance.
Yeah.
For the better. I think you look great.
I'm really happy with my face.
I always find it interesting.
Thank you, Nurse Jamie.
What about Amy for the compliment?
And Amy. No, but
the way we perceive, I think like she was saying, you were more athletic than you were on the Hills now. And I was watching the Hills way back in the day. And then I was watching Kristen Cavallari's show now. And I was like, she's so thin in comparison to what she was in 2004 or whatever it was when that show was on. And when that show was on, I was like, Kristen Cavallari is so thin. I thought that she was the tiniest thing in the world. And then I was watching Clueless before that. And
a great night.
It was a great night. Yeah. and I remember when I watching Clueless that I thought that
Alicia
Silverstone was the thinnest and the hottest thing in the world. And then if you look at Alicia Silverstone a couple years ago, she's even skinnier and stuff.
Sometimes too, 30-year-olds look different than 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Your body changes in certain ways.
Yeah, because I literally have not had plastic surgery and I do look very different. I had that one operation, but
the one thing changes.
Yeah, it's actually kind of annoying that everyone thinks I've had so much surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I like that you're being honest about it. We can say what it is. You are thinner now than I think when you were on the Hills.
Oh, is she talking about that kind of plastic
No,
surgery?
But I think people think when you look at a picture, people immediately go oh, plastic surgery. But No, I think really is you're more athletic now.
I also work a lot. You know, I was on a show that had three series a year and I have a clothing line, a jewelry line. And I just, I had a nutrition supplement line that I had to sell, actually, my shares because it was just too much. So because I work a lot also. And I have to look good on camera.
Right? Nobody's judging. I think it's plastic surgery.
Part of my job is to look good on camera and to fit into my sample dress size. I can't be bigger than I am or else I'm out of a job.
It's all good by me.
What do people think that you've done?
I want people to,
No, what do you think people think that you've done?
I would just say what I've heard is chin job and nose job.
Yeah. This is from Abby, subject line, what I want to know from Steph. First, why did Stephanie sign up for this podcast and then go MIA multiple times?
Oh my God. It was one episode.
It's really a little bit more, but not really.
No, yeah. It was one episode and Wells wanted to co-host with you.
I don't know that he wanted to. Here's what happened. I'll tell the truth.
I was free that day.
No, you were flying.
No, you were on a plane. That's why you couldn't do it.
Okay.
She was on a plane. So that was, it's really two. Yeah. It's really only two. And the one was because of like a lot of drama, like the phone got lost and then you didn't have a car and then you couldn't, it was like all kinds of crazy happening.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Just, we're not mad about it.
Second question. Where can I watch Made in Chelsea now they took it off Hulu?
Oh, I didn't know they took it off Hulu.
Oh.
Torrent?
DVD?
I'm not sure.
Last question. Let's learn more about Wells and Sarah. Can we just make this podcast Wells and Sarah recapping each episode? I don't think iHeart has enough money to employ Sarah Hyland. My answer to that question.
Considering we're in the black. Oh, no, we're in the red. We're in the red.
Yeah.
We're not doing good yet. Keep them coming,
guys,
listeners.
I think we're doing great.
We are. It takes a minute.
We just need the show to start,
really,
which
good.
Is coming up very,
but I
very
enjoyed
soon.
This episode.
I know.
And we just talked about, like, a bunch of crap.
I know.
Oh, wait. Are you going to do the recap? No.
What recap?
What about on your, like, Snapchat or your Instagram?
Of the Hills?
Yeah.
He's doing it here. Don't give him other content.
No, I just want Sarah to do it too.
She will. She's going to come on with us soon, I think, right?
Hopefully. I mean, the show needs to start. Here's the problem. The show starts when?
June 24th.
Okay. Okay. That's okay then. Okay. First of all, The Bachelor.
I just put that together. Oh no.
The Bachelor.
Oh, no.
The Bachelor. The Bachelorette is starting tonight. So I'm going to recap that first.
But wait a minute. The Hills will also be on Monday nights.
Yeah,
that's what I just clocked.
We're going to have some competition.
Yeah, and...
Or the best Monday binge TV night
What time does The Hills air? Do you know? Like 7?
I want to say like 9.
Like 9, okay.
We've got like an East Coast, West Coast thing. Don't worry.
And how long's the run?
I think there's...
6 weeks? 8 weeks?
13 episodes.
Okay, so 13 weeks?
The Bachelorette will end and The Hills will still be going.
Yeah, but then
Paradise
but starts
some time
in August.
In between, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody worry.
I'm not worried.
No, there's going to be
so much to talk about.
I can't wait.
That's the thing.
Oh, I can't wait till the show starts and I can talk about it. Because I don't even remember a lot of the scenes because they were filmed back in October.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be trippy for me to watch because we don't get to see it. Like, we've not seen one clip. We've not even seen like a photograph of what we'd look like in a scene.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. We don't hear anything.
I do find that interesting because that's something that's happened to me too. And when you're doing those reality TV shows and then you watch them back, you're like, wait, forgot about that.
Yeah.
And then like the funniest thing that happened that day is not in the show. You know, like there's always like some funny thing that you're like, this is going to be so good on TV. And then it doesn't air. And you're like, dude.
Every time I filmed on Made in Chelsea, I was like, oh my God, people are going to say I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Never once. It was just drama, drama, drama.
Okay. Do you guys want to wrap it up? Is that what I'm seeing with that guy out there?
Think about 10 minutes ago, we had finished.
What's for lunch?
Buca di Beppo.
Buca di Beppo. Beppo di Beppo.
Is that another language?
Right. It's Italian for
Buca di Beppo.
Buca di Beppo.
Like what though?
It's your go-to for celebrations, graduations, team parties, prom, Father's Day. Buca will deliver the party to you, dude. Check out Buca online at Buca di Beppo. That's BUCADIBEPPO.com to find locations close to you and order online. Buca di Beppo.
So we're having Italian for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I love that you brought your dog here.
I had to sneak him in.
What's your dog's name?
Max or Noodlehead.
Noodlehead!
Noodlehead, good boy. I sing him this Italian song every morning, actually.
Sing it. My dog.
What will they say? Spaghetti.
Is that really it?
Fettuccine. Meatball man. Yeah, it's just every Italian food I can think of.
My dog's got a theme song, too. You want me to sing it for you?
Yeah.
It goes, Carlos the bloodhound, whose name is Carl, and he is a bloodhound. He goes, oh, roo, 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 roo. And then sometimes he will howl along with me. It's pretty great.
Oh my God. He's like that dog from Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes, exactly.
Cute.
You want to end the show?
Sure.
Let's let Noodlehead go take a poo-poo.
Okay.
Hills, yeah.
show's over.
Yeah. Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.